Anyway, we're very, very lucky to have Barbara Stevens here with us in the studio. Welcome, Barbara.
Hello.
And Barbara is the Chief Executive of Dementia Pathfinders. Now, Barbara, can you tell us a little bit more about Dementia Pathfinders, first of all?
Yes, of course. Dementia Pathfinders is a not-for-profit social enterprise. We were set up about 2 years ago, and our key objective, really, is to improve the quality of life for people affected by dementia. And that's the person with the diagnosis of dementia and also their family carers.
I think what a lot of people don't realise is that if you live to be 80, after that you've got a 1 in 6 chance of getting dementia, haven't you?
Yes, age is the biggest risk factor for dementia. But dementia is not inevitable. It's not a normal part of ageing. It is a disease of the brain.
Yes.
But certainly the older you grow, the older you are, the more likely you are to develop dementia.
Yeah.
And sadly, younger people can be diagnosed with dementia as well, can't they?
Yes, that's right. And in fact, the number of people with young onset dementia, so this is people of working age under 65, is much higher than was previously thought. Mm. Some recent statistics have shown that around 42,000 people in the UK have a form of dementia.
Gosh. Yeah, that's extraordinary, actually. Mm. Now, before Dementia Pathfinders, you were with Dementia UK, weren't you? You were the Chief Executive of Dementia UK. Was that based in London? Or?
Yes, I was the Chief Executive of Dementia UK for 14 years, so that was a job I loved.
Yeah.
And grew the organisation over that period of time. So when I joined in 1999, we had... Dementia UK is responsible for Admiral nurses, so specialist nurses, that work with families affected by dementia. And when I joined in 1999, there were 12 Admiral nurses.
Yeah.
And when I left in 2013, there was something like 120 Admiral nurses.
That's amazing. There's a big campaign, I think, which I know Lady Grills is helping with, to try and get Admiral nurses to the island, isn't there?
Yes, it would be a huge benefit, I think, to people living on the island if we could have some Admiral nurses working with people in the community.
Yeah. It must really help having nurses who've specialised in this particular area, in the same way as I think we're used to hearing about the Marie Curie nurses who work with people who have cancer. And it's the same sort of thought, isn't it? Having specialised nurses for particular problems.
Yes, because dementia is very complex.
Yes.
And I think there's a sort of misunderstanding, really, that it's a little bit of memory loss. It's far more serious than that, and it's progressive. So it's very important that families get help with the various stages and how they can really, the family carer, the families are as badly affected as the person with the diagnosis.
Yes.
And Admiral nurses work with the whole family.
Yes, yeah. I think that's something which people often forget. It's not just the patient who is affected by the diagnosis. It is their family and their friends and their carers. And I think you'll know more about this, but I think it's true to say that dementia sufferers do experience a personality change as well, don't they, sometimes, which can be distressing for their nearest and dearest.
Yes, there are different types of dementia, so that adds to the complexity, and different forms of dementia progress in different ways and affect people in different ways. So it's very unpredictable, and relationships change over time, and I think that's what families find extremely hard to deal with.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that must be right.
Yes, because you hear of people who have a relative with dementia saying they feel that they've lost their loved one already, after the diagnosis and as the disease progresses.
Now, it's extraordinary, I suppose, really, that on the Isle of Wight there isn't an Admiral nurse, isn't it? Because, there is a skew towards the elderly in the population here. Have you seen from sort of first-hand experience on the Isle of Wight that we're suffering as a result of that?
Well, I think anywhere in the UK you will find an increasing number of people being diagnosed with dementia.
Yeah.
That's partly because we're much more aware nowadays, and public awareness, there's been a lot of effort in recent times around raising awareness amongst the general public, and so people are seeking help much sooner.
Yes.
And the diagnosis rates are improving, so that clearly means the need for support is greater, and there are services available already, so it would be wrong to assume that simply because there are no Admiral nurses, there's no support available. There's already a lot of support available.
Yeah, good.
But Admiral nurses add a dimension that I think really helps families over the long course of the illness to cope effectively.
Yeah, yeah, excellent. Well, Barbara, I know one thing you'd really like to speak about is the work of dementia pathfinders, particularly in sort of helping with different therapies, and music therapy and dance therapy. Maybe we can just sort of take a quick break, have a tune, and then come back to you on that, and you can tell us what's happening, because I think there's an event coming up in June, isn't there?
Yes, indeed. I'd be delighted to talk to you about that.
Okay, well, we'll be back in just a few moments. That was Blur and Girls and Boys, and it sounds like somebody in Blur found the flanger effect for the first time and then just started using it randomly, doesn't it? Anyway, we're very lucky. We've got Barbara Stephens in the studio with us, and she's stayed behind to talk a little bit more about the work of Dementia Pathfinders, and she's Chief Executive of Dementia Pathfinders. Now, Barbara, we've talked on this programme in the past about different sort of artistic things that could be done to help people suffering from dementia or who've got other problems. One of those has been Playlist for Life, which is Sally Magnusson's pet project, which gives people with dementia tracks that they remember and sort of gets them talking about that. And I know Judy over at Carisbrook Castle has been putting lots of historical objects in front of dementia sufferers and getting them to talk about that, and they really blossom in front of their families and friends. You've got something coming up which is really exciting, which is all about dancing.
Yes, we do. We are delivering a one-day course in circle dancing for people with dementia on the 25th of June, and we'd be delighted for anyone listening who'd be interested to find out more about circle dancing. Mm-hmm. To get in touch, and we're also offering free taster sessions for care homes and community organisations on the 26th of June. So, yes, 2 days of circle dancing, and what we hope is that everybody involved will feel a great improvement in their well-being, because dance is very good for us. It's good for us because it helps our movement, and it doesn't rely on language, it doesn't rely on us being able to speak. So people with quite advanced dementia can benefit from this as a form of therapy.
Yeah, and it's great for releasing endorphins and you know, getting people cheered up, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. And there's the music, which I think always lifts people's spirits, and also the element of physical contact as well is important, I guess.
Well, what type of music is it? I mean, obviously they're not going to be dancing to Blur, but...
Well, it's circle dance is derived from folk dance, traditional folk dance,
right.
And so it's very cross-cultural, and the music we use really comes from lots of different cultural backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it's essentially a form of folk dance.
Okay.
Yes, I was reading the other day, actually, that circle dance is the oldest of the dance formations, and it sort of stretches back thousands of years, and it seems a very sort of basic instinct to sort of want to dance in that kind of a way, with that feeling of community.
Yes, there's something very symbolic about a circle and people being connected together in a circle. And the circle dance sessions that we deliver, there's always a centrepiece, and the centrepiece can be themed.
Uh-huh.
So it can be seasonally themed, or if somebody has a particular celebration, we can theme the circle in that way.
Yeah.
And people can join in seated or standing.
Yes.
So it's very inclusive.
Yes, and it sounds a very sort of flexible form of dance as well. And as you say, you can adapt it to sort of circumstances.
And something family and friends can join in with.
Absolutely.
Which is very nice.
Yes, and it improves relationships between people, because it's a form of communication that doesn't necessarily require language.
Yeah.
So people with advanced dementia who perhaps are no longer able to speak can really benefit from the music and from the movement and the rhythm and the touch involved in circle dance. So
sounds amazing. Now, who are you aiming this course at? It's carers, is it, or is it a wider circle of people?
Well, the course is suitable for anyone who has contact with older people or people with dementia. So certainly people who work in a health care setting or a social care setting, people who work in care homes, but also family carers, families. It's a form of therapy that really can be adapted for use in a person's own home.
Mm-hmm.
And we do offer opportunities for people on the course to try it out on a one-to-one basis, as well as working in a whole circle.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. Could you just give us an email address or a number to ring if people at home would like to come on to that course or find out a little bit more?
Certainly. Our email address is info@dementiapathfinders.org, and telephone number is 0845 257 2250.
Okay, well, we'll repeat those again at the end, but I was just going to pick you up on something you were saying earlier when we were off air, which is the work that you do with music and arts is actually with some of the top people in the country, isn't it? You were saying that Dementia Pathfinders works with Wigmore Hall and Sadler's Wells, the home of English ballet, I suppose.
Yes, we have a new project which we've recently started with Sadler's Wells, where we have professional dancers working in care homes supported by our facilitators. And they're working with people with advanced stage dementia, using their dance techniques to help people communicate and to express emotions. People with advanced dementia often become mute and really don't express any feelings. And with a little bit of encouragement, they will and they can.
Yeah.
And it's often surprising to find for care staff to realise that there's a lot more life still in someone than they really imagined there was.
Yeah.
And so it has an educational impact as well for the care home setting.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, you're clearly doing wonderful things, and I think it'll enrich a lot of lives when people have been on this course and learned how to do all of this circle dancing. So could you just repeat the date it's going to be and where it's going to be, please, Barbara?
Yes, the one-day course is on the 25th of June, and it's in Cowes. And the information is available on our website.
Okay.
And the taster sessions that we are offering are on the following day, on the 26th of June. And we would be pleased to hear from anyone at all who would like us to, we're offering this for free. We'd be very pleased to hear from anyone who'd be interested in having a taster session in their care home or their community setting. Sheltered housing, we'll work with any kind of organisation.
Brilliant.
And it sounds like a great opportunity, and I would just say, James, that the contact details will be going up on the homepage of Vectis Radio.
Oh, excellent.
Well,
good.
For anybody who hasn't had a chance to make a note of them while we've been talking.
Great. Mm. Well, thank you very much for coming in. I know it's a busy week for you, Barbara, because you've got a family wedding, haven't you?
Yes, indeed. My son is getting married on Saturday. So.
Oh, well, many congratulations.
Exciting.
Oh, that
thank
is
you.
Exciting. And
thank you.
It's going to be lovely weather as well. Yes. So well done.
Thank you very much.
Well, have a wonderful
you.
Day. Congratulations
thank
to
you.
The couple. Thank you very much for coming in. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks.